You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Peter. I come from a small African Nova Scotian community called Inglewood. And my family has been here for, since 1783. Came from the east coast of the United States. And we've lived here and studied here, and it's been interesting. There's been a struggle for many, many years, but now we're getting some of the things in terms of education that everybody else is getting in this area. And these communities that I come from are different than the communities in Halifax. We all know each other, but Western Nova Scotia, these are probably some of the earliest communities to have people of African descent. It's very, very interesting that the first conversations between the native people, the Aboriginal people of Nova Scotia and the Maritimes and the European French, the translator for the between the Aboriginal and the French was a person of African descent who came from Africa by way of France. He was a mixed person. His name was Samuel Decoste. And it's so interesting because I noticed in just thinking about it, there's always been that dynamic. You know, black people have always been here in terms of the people coming from other countries, and they have so many different roles. As I said, the very first translator was a person of African descent, and I think that symbolizes when we come together, and we are coming together with many things. We're finally building bridges between all the communities. You see that same kind of thing that happened in the 1600s with Samuel de Champlain, the French explorer, and the Mi'kmaq chief, and Samuel Decoste, the man of African descent. So that's what's so unique about African Nova Scotians in this part of the province. It's a long history. And these kind of events, we just had an event like this, similar to this last week in Digby. And what I noticed at that was that there's been such a history of conflict between the black, the French, the English, and the native. And now, in the past, I would say 5 years, you see a really coming together. And that coming together was celebrated at a gala in Digby, where all the accomplishments of black people and history and that coming together is now being acknowledged. And people are now beginning to see that there are more than one founding peoples in terms of the population of Western Nova Scotia. And every year, and tonight at this particular gala, I remember how it was when I was a child. There was that separation. I was very lucky. I came from a community of Inglewood that really pushed education. But now I see all the different little villages that used to contain black people. You're now beginning to see they're all taking advantage of that education. And now we have people coming from Africa. And that's very exciting. Roots from Africa. I always love the African singing. There's nothing to compare with African voices and singing, in my estimation. And with the drummers tonight, what I did was, I closed my eyes and I imagined that I was in the village and I could feel the power of the drum. I could feel my ancestors. I could feel Mother Africa, which is very, very, very important. We all here in Nova, although it's been many years, and we've been mixed with other bloods, but we still love the mother. You know, it was my friends, and there was we was a Baha'i black men. They were asked to visit Africa from Canada to the United States. And they went to Africa and went into the village. And when they were in the village, they met the elder of the village. He pointed a tree out to them. You see that very old tree? He said, every year we walk around that tree to remember those that were taken from us to America and to the Caribbean. He said, you were never forgotten. I remember my aunt, my mother, and all my people, when they heard those stories that were told at the Black Cultural Center in Halifax, they all wept with a great, great weeping, because those memories are still there.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.